You're listening to another life-transforming message from C3 Church San Diego. For more information on our church, go to c3sandiego.com.
I want to also just let you know, so today is something very special, something that we do here at C3 Church, and it's very fitting that we're doing this on Super Bowl Sunday. I couldn't think of a more appropriate time to have some of our team players of C3 bringing the word to you this morning. I want you to know that the three people that are going to be sharing with you today are all incredible leaders in our church. They're Connect Group leaders, and as well as they have additional responsibilities as volunteers. They've all gone through our Pathways classes. They've connected with God. They've connected to God's people. They've gone to Grow class. They've served, and now they are leading, and they are phenomenal leaders. So I am just so encouraged that our church believes in people enough to raise and release them from within the house of God. So I want you guys to make sure to be cheering them on today and receiving and getting your notepads and pens out and get ready to hear a word from the Lord to you today. And I'm just going to introduce them all right now, and then they're just going to fire at it and they're going to switch off. So our first speaker that we're going to have is the handsome, amazing Jeff Q, who's our Connect Group leader. He runs the high team. He helps out with our college ministry. And then Megan Unsworth is also a Connect Group leader and a network leader over our Pathways or our Pathfinders Connect Groups. And then Warner Peters. He is a Connect Group leader, a network leader, and he just took on taking over the 5 p.m. Kids Church team. So we have three incredible people to hear from this morning, and I would love you to stand to your feet as we welcome up the first of the speakers, Mr. Jeff Q.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Father, I just want to honor you. I want to give you the first fruit of my next 8 minutes to you, God. For the past 2 years, Lord, it's just been an amazing walk with you. And God, I ask that today won't just be inspirational stories, but God, a heart transformation for these people here. So I thank you, Lord. I love you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen. I want to first off honor Pastor Yuri and Leanne. I want to thank you both for listening to God. Moving all the way from Australia to California. I'm from Taiwan, which is a little north of Australia. I know the impact and the sacrifice it takes to move to another country, let alone build a church here. So hats off to you both. I love you guys. Pastor John, Becky, I love you guys so much. I'm not sure if you remember Pastor John, but 3 years ago, I sent you an email. I was at rock bottom, and I kind of shot him an email as a Hail Mary and expected a response from one of your assistants, but the next day I got a response from Pastor John, and I actually took the last 2 weeks reading that email, and I got choked up because Pastor John and Becky are the pastors that would go after a lost sheep, leave the 99 behind, so I want to thank you both. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Yeah. And I can take the next 8 minutes thanking people, but I got to get to my message. I do want to give a shout out to Dr. Matt, who is now the North Campus pastor. Dr. Matt is my mentor, my coach, my pastor, also my chiropractor, keeping me aligned with God's word. And Dr. Matt also leads a men's prayer group. So every Tuesday morning, if you guys check my phone, I have my alarm set for 4 a.m. And you guys might wonder why I wake up that early, because every Tuesday morning, we have a group of men standing outside in the foyer. For the first hour, we share what's called God stories, miracles, financial breakthroughs, marriages restored. And the next hour, we pray. And I'm here today to share with you my God story that God's been building up in my life the past 2 years. So 2 years ago, I stepped into this huge company, Fortune 200, $12 billion company with 10,000 employees. And I was an intern. As you can imagine, I was a plankton in the ocean. I felt so insignificant. And what they promised me was 6 weeks out, they're going to offer me the full-time position. So I was faithfully cold calling, hitting up lists, prospecting, knocking on doors, meeting business owners. 6 weeks out, I interviewed with managers. And they told me, Jeff, you're a hard worker. We love you, but I just don't think you're a great communicator. You know, go find another job, come back in 2 years, we'll hire you. And, you know, I told him, hey, let me try again. So 6 weeks out, I did it again, and they said no. So for 3 months straight, my best friend was the phone and the pal list, and I was just cold calling and just doing whatever it takes to get there. But long story short, they decided to hire me because they had an open opportunity. And no offense to anyone living in North County, but they gave me Fallbrook, Valley Center, Ramona. And if you guys drive out there, there's no businesses out there. So, you know, I went up there every Tuesday, every week, you know, at 5 a.m., knocking on doors, prospecting, meeting business owners, because I know Luke 16, God says, if I'm faithful with the small, he's gonna give me more opportunities. And that's what he did to me. I was faithful with what I have, and the next 4 years, they opened up opportunities for me. And in just 1 year, I raced to the very top of our sales organization. I made this trip called President's Club. They flew me out to Hawaii for a full week, meeting the CEO, the president. I was immersed with the top producers in the world. And just when I thought that that was my highlight of my life, God called me for something more. When I came back, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Emma, who is my high team pastor. He gave me a chance to lead in this church. I also want to give a shout out to all my high team leads, Sam, Ryan, Duika, and Bronte. Thank you all for so faithfully serving and meeting people in the foyer. I just want to let you guys know that your ministering to them one-on-one is just as important to people speaking on stage. So thank you all for being so faithful. I also want to thank Pastor Matt for giving me a purpose in the college ministry, serving the college students. So what happened was God convicted me, telling me, hey, I want to lead in the marketplace too. So what I did was I opened up my resume. I looked, wait, I only have 2 years of experience. I'm going against people who have 5, 6 years of experience. But you know what? God told me that what I do in secret, he's going to reward me openly, which is Matthew 6:4. We had an influx of 12 new interns at that time. And I told my boss, hey, I'll take over. I'll make sure I train them up, coach them, and make sure they get ready. And that year, they tripled my quota, too, because of my performance last year. So I had so much on my plate. But you know what? God gave me this opportunity, and I was going against people more tenured than me, people who outsold me last year. And as of 2016, December, I was appointed the youngest manager in company history. So I want to thank God for that. And I have so many more God stories I want to share, but I want to get to 3 points because you guys can do it too. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. The first thing is you have to have a gratitude. You have to have gratitude. You have to have a grateful heart every day. If you look at the Old Testament, God continually reminds the Israelites where they came from, how he took them out of Egypt through the wilderness and then the promised land. So when I'm on highest points, when I'm on my lowest lows, I'll know that 2 years ago, God took me out of my Egypt, which is so much better than who am I right now. And I want to point out 2 special guests in the crowd today. It's my mom, my dad. Stand up, mom. Stay standing, stay standing. Mom, 13 years ago, you took 3 kids, packed the bags, flew all the way here, not knowing any English, not knowing anyone, just to give us better education and better opportunity here. Now, my mom's a very smart woman. She graduated from med school. She got an offer from one of the biggest hospitals in Taiwan, but she turned it down because God called her to raise 3 kids in God's ways. And the man I am today is because of my mom's parenting. So I want to thank you, Mom. I love you. And I want to give a shout out to my dad. As you guys all know, a man goes to work. He works hard Monday to Friday. He comes home, he wants to see his kids, his children. But my dad stayed in Taiwan because he had a business there. Wow. And my dad would go home, not seeing his kids, not seeing his wife, working hard, living under his means, going to the bank every Saturday, transferring money to us so he can pay the bills. My dad's the man. Now I can be a victim and say, I grew up without a dad. No, my dad tried hard. Every 3 months, he would fly out to America. He would call me, encouraging me. The man I am today is because of you, Dad. I love you. I have 15 seconds left, so second point. whatever it takes. You have to have a whatever it takes attitude. If you look at Joshua and Caleb, they met the impossible. They saw that the promised land is impossible to get. But when I read that verse, I faced the impossible to get this position, but I kept a positive attitude. And I got that job because of my attitude. And the last thing is, you have to be all in for God. My good friend Alex Klott, 2 years ago, he walked into this church and he found the treasure, which is Jesus. And what he did was, he cut out his old ways. He left his old friends, and you know, I'm gonna share with it. But he has spent his first birthday alone 2 years ago, and you know, he let God allow him to process him, take out all the junk, and now he's gonna get married to a beautiful woman today. He is sharing at the 10 o'clock, so I'm gonna leave it up to him to share the story. You guys should stay behind, but I'm gonna end it at this. You know, just have a grateful heart. You have to have a whatever it takes attitude. You have to be all in for God. And I just want to wish you guys will live a life that will inspire others so that they can achieve extraordinary results. Thank you.
You're awesome, Jeff. How amazing is Jeff? So good. I just want to honor him for a moment because he took the time to honor so many people in the audience. So thank you, Jeff. You are amazing. So thank you, Pastor Juergen. So I'm here to share a little bit about me and my journey of how I found God. So this is my personal testimony, and I hope that it resonates with you and that you find yourself in it as well. So when I was 24 years old, I found God. I found him through a network marketing company, well, direct sales. It was a jewelry company, and they were a Christian company. And so when I would go to the rallies or the monthly meetings, they would be praying. They would be talking about God. And I was like, this is interesting. These people are inspiring. They're full of love. They want to make money, but it's all for the kingdom. And I was like, wow, this is seriously amazing. So being the open person that I am, I asked one of my leaders if I could attend church with them. Of course, they were like, yeah, come on, come to church with me. And I was there for a couple of months, and I found myself in one of your seats, and I found my heart was beating so fast when they did the altar call. And I knew right then that I needed to give my life to Jesus. I raised my hand, and I accepted God into my life. So that's all good, right? Well, here's the kicker. So that just meant for me that I was a Christian, right? And I put it in quotes because I had one foot in the kingdom, more like a pinky toe, and one foot in the world. So I very much went back to my worldly life. I didn't have the teachings that we have here at C3. So I was going out every weekend. I was partying. I was drinking. I was having a good old time in my worldly life. And the people that I was surrounded by were not serving me. And I knew that, but I didn't commit my life to God yet. thank you. So what I did was go to church every Sunday. So it was like a check mark. So I don't know if some of you are here today and you're just attending church right now and it's a check. I came to church today and I feel good. But you're not here. You're not with God the rest of the week. So instead of seeking God, I seek for man's approval. I was that girl that always had to be in a relationship. I got right back in one. And for me, that stemmed from the fact that I lost my father when I was 8 years old. He committed suicide, so I then had abandonment issues. I was like, how could you leave me? How could you do that? My mother also left when I was 3 months old. So I was raised by my grandmother, my grandfather, and my aunts and my uncles. And that was a great life that I got to live. But because of that, that little girl that lost her mom and her dad at such a young age, I just longed for relationship. I did. And I found that in man. And I ended up in relationships that didn't always serve me, and I didn't always serve them. And so it was really tough. It got to a breaking point in my life. And I was in a relationship where I actually heard the words, I don't love you. And I never will.
And at that point, I had been at the lowest of my life. My confidence was so low. But there is good news. I found C3 by attending the Hubbards Connect, which was awesome. I saw something in their marriage that I knew that I wanted, and I wasn't gonna settle for anything less than that. I was so inspired by them because they had God at the center of it all. So I decided I'm gonna come to C3 that Sunday, and I've been here ever since. That's 4 years. Shortly after that, I attended a Cherish conference, which rocked my world. It was called Brave Girl. And it was there that Pastor Liam prophesied over me. What she said was, God loves you. He is your father. He wants you to stay on the path, to not do things on your own. And he loves you unconditionally. He will show you the way. As you can imagine, I really needed to hear that word. I was bawling. But I finally understood and knew that I have a father. I have a daddy in heaven who will never leave me, who will never forsake me. In Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. God made every single one of us to be unique. And our God is a big God. He makes no mistakes when he created you. When I realized this, my world got flipped upside down in a good way. I knew that I had found my worthiness in Christ and that he is totally worthy of my praise. He saved me from a downward spiral in life. The title of my message is, I Am Worthy. This isn't just for you, but it's for every single one of you. This isn't just for me, it's for all of you. In Psalm 18:3, I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. I am saved from my enemies, which for me, most of the time, is my inner me, as Pastor Jurgen would say. The negative thoughts, the comparison, the I'm not good enough moments. They sometimes, the past that creeps into your future happens to me all the time, but I know I have the word of God on the inside of me. So I'll read Matthew 15:18. But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart. So you take your thought captive. What are you thinking? Is it serving you? Is it serving our God who created you to be bigger, to be better, to dream bigger, to have a vision that he created for your life? Take your thoughts captive. And when you're not able to, read 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. God doesn't want us to live in fear. He wants us to live with the power of the Holy Spirit, to have love in our hearts and peace in our minds. Once I understood the love of God and found my worthiness and confidence again, I declared that I was going to find the love of my life. I started praying for him, and God blessed me with Nick Unsworth. He is the love of my life. We actually got engaged on stage right over there. And on September 18th, 2015, we were married. We have an epic love and marriage, and we surrendered it all to him. Our business, our marriage, our life, our finances. Our life isn't always easy, but we know with God there is an ease. On November 19th, 2016, we had our little miracle baby, Aiden John Unsworth. You can see him. He's a miracle because he was born 6 weeks early. But through the power of prayer and our faith, he is a perfect child of God. We are all children of God. And I want us to know that God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on a cross so we could have everlasting life. He is our father. He is our daddy. He will never forsake us. Once I found Christ, I realized that everything that I had gone through had been worth every single moment of pain. The good news is that no matter what you've gone through, no matter the pain and suffering you've endured, God is going to bless you far more than you ever thought possible. Isaiah 61:7 says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy go on forever. I thank God every day for the life that I have. And I'll just leave you with this verse. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. I've never felt more on purpose in my life than I do now. God radically saved me, and I will forever be praising him. I now have a deep, meaningful relationship with God. And because I know what it means to be a Christian, as I stand proudly and say, I know that I am worthy, worthy of love, worthy of abundance, and a worthy of a life that God has called me to, and so are you.
My eyes are red, it's because these guys are choking me up. I'm great on the field, in the battlefield, but when it comes to spiritual stuff, I'm a little sissy, and I cry. So you guys did phenomenal. You guys did phenomenal. I have a little picture I want to show you guys. It really has no reason. The only reason I want to post this is because right now, our little girl is in kids' church, and it's because of all the leaders in this church, in this house. Pastor Jürgen and Leanne lead so beautifully, and they don't lead out of their own strength. They lead out of what God is telling them to do. And because of this, I know my little girl is going to grow up in this house, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do in her life. And I know it's going to be phenomenal. So before I get distracted, let's jump into the message. I'm super excited to share with you guys because as I was preparing the message, it was one of those that stretched me and challenged me. So I know it's a word from God for every single one of you guys. I want us to look at a scripture in Mark. It's a familiar story, but a very powerful story. It's Mark 2, and I'm going to read from verse 3 to 5. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was laying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I want us to look at that verse again. When Jesus saw their faith. I think that's so powerful. God saw their faith, and because of their faith, God stepped in. He was willing to be interrupted and change a man's life for the rest of eternity. I want to share with you guys a story today that's about community, that's about the culture of our church, really, about Connect Group. And it's very similar to the story in Mark, and I call these guys faith warriors. Warriors are people that go to battle. They're people that go to war so that other people can get a breakthrough, so that other people can have freedom. And I believe with everything in me that God has called every single one of us to be faith warriors, to be the people that's willing to lay down their own life and go into battle to see breakthrough and freedom for other people. So this story is about a guy or a couple in our Connect, but I'm going to focus on the husband, and he's given me full permission to share the outside perspective of his testimony. He has his testimony, but then there's the outside perspective that's really powerful. Our friend Chris, him and his wife came to our Connect group about a year and a half ago. They came for two consecutive Connect groups, and then he never showed up again, but his wife kept coming faithfully every single week. And quickly we learned there was some circumstances in his life that has pushed him away from God, and he no longer was interested in being in the house of God. But his wife kept coming and knowing that we're going to be praying, we're going to be pushing in for him. And something beautiful happened. Our entire Connect came together as a family, as a community, as what we do here in church, as a culture. They came together and started pressing in for Chris. The guys started praying over him. They started inviting him. Even if there was no response, they kept inviting. They didn't get discouraged. They knew that God had a different plan. So they kept fighting. They kept praying. And if I'm being honest with you, I had very little part to play in this story. It was our Connect group that have seen what happens in church, and they took ownership and realized that they can make a difference. So it went on for about 6 months, and 6 months later, we had a merch. All the guys in the house, sign up. So the first night at a merch, we're around the campfire, and Chris, everyone goes around and kind of shares real quick, and Chris shares with the group. He's like, you know, the only reason I'm here is because my wife bought a ticket and forced me to come. So thank you for the ladies in our life. God knows that we need you guys in our life. Anyways, we went through the weekend at a merch, and God moved miraculously in his life. Chris saw God in a new vision. He saw God in a new way. God touched him that weekend. Wow. Not only did God take that weekend to start healing and restoring his life, but at the very last day when we do the water baptisms, Chris came up to me and asked if he can get water baptized. Wow. How good is God? How good is God? The thing that was phenomenal to me was watching the faces, the joy on the faces of the guys that's been pressing in for him. My boy Travis Cable over here, relentless. He never gave up. He kept texting, he kept praying. But I just remember the joy on his face when he saw his friend get baptized and he saw God moving his friend's life. And I know that God has called every single one of us to do that for others. Yes, we have our own battles and our own, we got to stand in faith for the things around our life, but something unique happens when you fight and you battle for someone else. Like when God moves in their life, your faith gets lifted, your life transformed. And the good thing about this story, it didn't end there. Like anytime we pray, God will exceed. God will do above and beyond what we pray for. So not only did he come back into the house of God, he's saved. He's just on passion for God, on fire for God. But within the next 6 months, he had a new job offer that was a way better career position for him personally. He got a salary raise, and he loves his job. On top of that, about 2 months after that, him and his wife bought their first house. Their marriage is phenomenal. They're in our Connect. They're in this church. They're in this house. And it just never ends. Like, that's what God did in the past year in their life. It's drastically transformed their life in the past year. And I'm not taking credit for it, and none of the guys in our Connect is taking credit for it. It was a community of people that was just being faithful, being obedient to what God has called us to do as Christians. They were pressing in, they were praying, and now we get to do life with him. And it's such a phenomenal story, and obviously because of time, I can't go into all the details, but God took someone's life and drastically transformed it. And it was because of some of the prayer and the fighting that went on behind the scenes. So I want to go back to that scripture before I invite Pastor John back up on the stage. In the beginning of verse 5, it says that God saw their faith. God saw their faith. And I just want to challenge every single one of us, including myself today, let Jesus see your faith this year. Let Jesus see your faith when it comes to your relationships, your finances, your ministry, your struggle. Let Jesus see your faith this year, because just the same as this story, God will move in your life. God will transform your life. So let God see your faith this year. Love you guys.
Good job, man. Come on, why don't we give it up for the three preachers, Jeff, Megan, and Werner. You guys are incredible. So proud of you guys. Man, we're all getting choked up just watching you up here, sharing your story. And isn't it amazing how each one of them mentioned other people and the community that they've got involved with? You can take your seat. And before we take off, I can comment on what they said for a long time, but we're kind of out of time here this morning. But I want to give you an opportunity to respond to the messages that they just preached. And while I'm sitting there, if I could sum it up in kind of one sentence, I felt the Lord say that the same thing he said to the disciples when he said, follow me and I will make you. follow me and I will make you. And I think that's what all of these people did, is they just decided to follow Jesus, and Jesus has actually made them what they are today. He's made them flourish. He's made them get in these relationships that have lifted their lives, and he's made them flourish. So I want to give you that same opportunity. If you just give me a second to close your eyes. I want you to know that God didn't say, as soon as you get everything together, follow me and then I'll make you. Like Megan said, he said, you're already worthy because I've created you. Just follow me. Just follow me. Today, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to God. And all you have to do is just raise your hand so God can see your faith in him, just like Warner was talking about. And as soon as he sees your faith, he will enter your life. I already see one hand go up. God bless you. But if you've never given your life to Christ, and today you're saying, you know what, God, I want to follow you. I want you to make me who you've called me to be. If that's you this morning, can you just raise your hand? I see another hand over to my right. God bless you. I see a hand in the middle. God bless you, ma'am. Once I see your hand, you can put it down. Is there anybody else? God bless you over here. I see that hand. On my very left, I see that hand. You are worthy to be in the kingdom of God. God has been seeking you all your life. I don't want to miss anybody. Is there anybody else that today they want to start to follow Jesus? I'm telling you, everything can change in a moment. Is there anybody else? Is there just one more person? God bless you on my right. God bless you. With your eyes closed and your heads bowed, why don't you all just repeat after me? The whole congregation is gonna pray this prayer. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on a cross for my sin. Lord Jesus, today I invite you into my life. Help me to live a life that you've called me to live. I declare today that heaven is my home and God is my Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, let's give those people a hand for raising. God bless you. You guys are awesome. What I'd love for you to do, if you raise your hand today, why don't you head over to our response lounge? This gentleman waving his hand over there. Just go with him. We want to pray with you. We want to give you a Bible, a little book, just to help you on your journey and get you started on your Christianity to make it awesome. And so why don't you head over there and meet with us. We'll pray with you if you have any specific prayer meetings. But why don't you go home this afternoon and have a great time at your house with your friends and your family. And who knows, it might turn into an invitation to church next week and their lives might get changed. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We'll see you later.